You're listening to Alan Brazil Up Front, exclusively on Audio Boom. Welcome, welcome. It's Alan Brazil Up Front with Ray Parler. And don't forget, Up Front with Alan Brazil is sponsored by Bet on Brazil. Go to betonbrazil.com for all the latest odds and offers. Ray, how are we,
pal? How you doing, Al? Yeah, good. Good, thank you.
Bit of a blow, wasn't it, for the Arsenal? After, yeah. I think, 12 minutes, 15 minutes, I text you. I said, Ray, this is embarrassing. Arsenal could beat them 3 or 4 here at Goodison. Suddenly, it all changed.
Yeah, it did. Whoa. Indeed. Obviously, Sanchez getting that first goal from the free kick. But after that, I thought Everton really responded well. I think they got the crowd on their
side. Did they respond or did Arsenal get the cigar out?
They've done a couple of really good 50-50 tackles, which they won. And that really got the crowd up. And obviously, they scored that vital goal before half-time. Brilliant ball in from Leighton Baines. Coleman, who's done it quite often, coming in at the back post.
Yeah, sneaked in there.
Yeah, a little good little header.
Glancing header,
good
wasn't
little
it?
Header into the far corner. Check, no chance. And then second half, you're thinking, well, Arsenal have got the players to win the game. Ozil had a great chance second half.
Led back, didn't he?
Sanchez pulled it back to him. On his favoured foot as well, left foot. Lent back over the bar. And then obviously, credit to Everton. They kept going. It shouldn't have been a corner. I think I agree with Wenger, but you've still got to mark from set plays. And they didn't pick their man. I don't know who's marking, actually, Williams.
Free header.
He's going to be the main man.
It looked to me as if it was Ozil.
Well,
I'm
sure it won't be Ozil, but, you know, he's a free header and he's took first goal for Everton as well. So well done to Ashley Williams.
But
and,
really,
a big result for Everton.
Well, first win in 6 games. Mm. So does that tell me Arsenal crunch games away
from home
too soft?
Well, I was always worried about, look, sooner or later Everton were going to get a result. And I was always worried about this game because you never know what happens. Everton, Goodison Park, under the lights, you know, you've played up there.
Yeah.
Well, it's a tough
great.
Place to play. Brilliant atmosphere. And they raised their games to the bigger side. So, you know, credit to Everton. Ronald Koeman was desperate for the result. But Arsenal, look, it was a blip. Now they have to bounce back now. Massive game.
What are you going to do if Sanchez gets injured? I know Giroud's there, but... You know, Sanchez makes Arsenal tick, him and Ozil.
Well, he's so important because he closes people down. And as a midfielder, you can push in on your man and like a high-tempo game. So, well, they would miss him, but they've got to wrap it in cotton wool. It's all about ticking over, Al. He doesn't get injured that often. If you look at his record, here and there, he's missed a few games.
Well,
but
tough.
He doesn't get, yeah, he's robust. He rides tackles at times. So I don't think he's a player that is well known to getting injured.
Yeah.
Where like other players, you think, well, I think he'd get injured at least twice, 3 times a season.
Do you know,
I don't
Ray,
think you say that with Sanchez.
Do you know where I think Arsenal have got to be careful, away from home, is when you play Walcott and Chamberlain.
Mm.
When you play two wide players and you get a team like Everton who will smash into tackles in the midfield, you know, when them two wide players have got to be getting the ball, they've got to be involved. If they're not, they can be passengers out there.
Yeah.
And I think that's why Everton got back into it.
Well, I think
it.
There was a little bit, yeah. I think Theo Walcott's been superb this year. I mean, brilliant performances, much better than last season. Oxlade-Chamberlain as well, he's playing that with a little bit of confidence. But I thought against Everton, a little bit isolated at times. You know, you've got to want the ball, you've got to get into positions where you can receive the ball. And I thought they just stayed a little bit too wide at times. You know, they've got to try and play off sometimes Sanchez. Walcott's got to make them runs in, from out to in to try and get opportunities. But, you know, look, it's a blip, but what a game at weekend to put things right. I'm sure Arsene Wenger would have had a meeting on a Thursday, why you lost the game, what reasons, and they have to put it right now. And what a game. Man City is at the Etihad.
We're going to, well, absolutely, we'll talk about that. Everton against Liverpool's a cracker at Goodison Monday night. And Arsenal go to City, you're right. Now, what about United? United are just now beginning to have, I was going to say a wee bit of luck. They've lost a couple of late goals, haven't they, Ray?
Mm.
Which has cost them dearly in the past. But, you know, they had a little bit of good fortune against Crystal Palace.
Yeah, absolutely. But that's what you've got to have sometimes. You need a bit of luck. I think Jose was the one who moaned, we're not getting no luck at the moment. So it's a situation where, I mean, suddenly ball's dropping for them now. And the two big signings of the summer, Pogba and Ibrahimovic, getting the goals.
Play, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was a good performance in the end from United. And, you know, it doesn't matter how you win games, Al. It's all about getting them 3 points on the board. And certainly that was a big result for Manchester United against Palace. Now can they kick on? 2 in a row. Now big game away to West Bromwich Albion at the weekend. And they're banging form
well. They
as well.
Are, but United, I remember scoring 2 for United against West Brom down there. And United seem to do well at the Hawthorns. But... Mm. As you say, they're going to have to watch Rondon. Great hat-trick the other night.
Oh, brilliant hat-trick. And he's a real player. I mean, again, it was another great performance from Pulis's side. You're not known to scoring too many goals. You know, they're, I always look at Pulis's side and maybe nick it 1-0, 2-1 or 2-0. But Brilliant result. Three goals again for Rondon, who's been a superb signing. Berahino's back as well. He's going to be close to getting a return. So someone to bring off the bench if needed.
It's quite funny, you know. I was talking to Harry Redknapp this morning about on radio, and we talked about, you know, West Brom doing really well. He says, yeah. He says Tony will love that with the bonuses. He probably needs them at this moment in time.
Oh, right.
As in Tony Pulis. I thought, oh, dear, Harry, yeah, steady.
Well, again, he's made a few quid, Tony, in his career, hasn't he?
Yeah, but don't forget the Palace issue.
Oh, right, yeah.
£3 million. Anyway, that's not our problem, thank God. Looking ahead, Ray, this weekend coming up, there's some crackers. So City got a 2-0 win. City are without Aguero, Fernandinho, still no company, but one or two coming back now. What's his name? Godelin? He's out now for the rest of the season.
He's a good player. He's a good player. Ooh, Godelin?
Yeah, whatever his name. Well, it sounds like that, doesn't it? Gondelin, is it? What's he? How do you pronounce it?
Gondelin.
Yeah, he's out for the rest of the season. Right. So City against Arsenal. Now, I suggest this is a game that Arsenal can win, Ray, but it's a game they can't afford to lose.
No.
Two on the trot would be a disaster.
Well, two away games, and this is going to be a real test. But you know, they've got a decent record. They played really well a couple of seasons ago up in City, so they go there. Look, they've got players to win games. Ozil's got to turn up. Sanchez, the midfield's going to be very important. Xhaka and Coquelin probably in midfield. And what will he do with the wide area? You know, I'm sure Theo Walcott will play with his pace. But you know Man City will have a go at you, and maybe they can play on the break a little bit, Arsenal. So it's a massive game for both.
Two players that Arsenal have got to watch, Silva
and De Bruyne.
And De Bruyne, yeah, absolutely.
But you look at the players out for City, it's an opportunity for me. Fernandinho is very important in that midfield area, who controls the possession. Aguero, we know how good he is on the day. Gondonian, as we mentioned, in midfield. Gondonian is a player that he's really stepped up and a fantastic player to watch. Scores goals from midfield. So they're missing key players. So Arsenal could take advantage of that. I know Mustafi's out for Arsenal, which is a blow because he looks really a good partnership with Koscielny. Gabriel, I'm not too sure about yet at the back. Centre half. So I'm sure they will try and target him, Man City. But I think Arsenal could get a result up there.
Would you take a point now?
Yeah, I would, yeah.
Would you?
Of course, away from home, Al, I think the most important thing, when you're playing the sides around you, it's about taking 4 points throughout the season. We used to always look at Manchester United games when we're playing them. How important, what sort of fixtures around Manchester United. And if you could get a point away from home, win at home, then you'd go very close
Chelsea
to winning
win,
the league.
Ray, you go 8 points behind.
Well, Chelsea at the moment are flying.
They've got a good run of games coming up as well, Chelsea.
They simply always have a good run of games. But look, they're getting results at the moment. And
so you take a point. Now, what about Everton-Liverpool? Monday night, cracker. It's interesting. Klopp dropped Karius, didn't he, and put Mignolet back in.
Yeah, they did.
I think he put Mignolet. Look, they got a great result. Beat Borough, didn't they? With Mignolet in, because I think they couldn't afford to suddenly bring back Mignolet for this derby. He had to give him a game first. And I don't think he trusted Karius in the derby at Goodison.
Well, he certainly worked because he got a clean sheet, and he'd be delighted with that. So I'm sure he'd be playing against Everton. But this is, again, these derbies, you just can't call
them. Form out the window?
Well, the form, look, Everton will get a massive boost from beating Arsenal, there's no doubt. I mean, the crowd, it would be electric on Monday night. I can't wait for this game. But Liverpool are playing so well at the moment. I mean, the way they're playing, going forward, they're so electric going forward. They're keeping it solid as well in midfield. So I've got a funny feeling Liverpool could get a result here and maybe win the game.
Interesting. At the bottom, just looking, West Ham had a big victory.
Massive result, yeah.
And there's every chance they can win again at the weekend.
Well, they've got three games now, Al.
West Ham against Hull. I fancy them to beat Hull.
Yeah, we was on the radio the other day, when we said, right, the game's coming up. Burnley, Hull and Swansea. Now, can they get 9 points, West Ham, and really move up that lead? They'd be mid-table if they can do that. So, they've got one win now. They beat Burnley. Now they've got to beat Hull the weekend, then away to Swansea on Boxing Day. So, West Ham in a good run of games now that they can really motor up that league and be where they think they belong.
Another tricky little game here is the Borough, of course. Borough got thumped midweek. They're at home to Swansea, 17th against 8th. I don't trust Swansea away from home. If they win, that brings them level in points with Borough, but I fancy the Borough here.
Yeah, Borough, I think this is the sort of game they've got to target, Borough. This is the one where, You know, you'll look at it, Karanka will look at this game. Liverpool, look, it's a bonus if you get anything out of them sort of games. But you've got to be beating the teams around you.
These are the cup finals.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think Borough have got to try and get a result here. I've gone for a 1-0 win for Borough here. I just think they're very solid. I know they conceded three against Liverpool, but Liverpool are a very good side going forward. But usually they're pretty solid at the back. And I think they might nick one going forward. So I've gone for 1-0 win for Borough on that one.
Okay, if you fancy a little punt, Up Front with Alan Brazil is sponsored by BettingBrazil.com. It's the betting site for all sports. Punters, great odds, markets, offers. Listeners to this podcast, you now get up to £60 deposit. A match when you use your promo code Alan60. So you can get up to £60 deposit match when you use the promo code Alan60, A-L-A-N, capital 60. Just visit bettingbrazil.com, enter your promo code Alan60 on your first deposit, and we will match your deposit up to £60. Yep. Also look out for our daily happy hour offers between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. Sign up now, bettingbrazil.com. Over 18s only. Offers for new customers only. Terms apply. Betting should be fun, so please, please gamble responsibly. Looking one or two of the other games here. Chelsea go to Palace. What about Alan Pardew then? He might feel a bit hard done by. Handball offside. Rojo should have gone off, shouldn't he?
Yeah. Well, he's got away with it. Two weeks running now, hasn't he?
He's been watching many Bruce Lee films.
He's got into the old two-footed tackle. I'm amazed that at least one of them didn't get seen. I'm sure referees will look at it.
He got a yellow, didn't he?
I mean, referees must look at it and say, okay, there's certain players we have to keep an eye on who do go over the top sometimes, and probably Rojo's one of them now, but probably where he comes from, that's probably where they tackle like that and he gets away with it. But obviously in the Premier League, you can't get away with it. But Chelsea, look, what can we say about Chelsea at the moment? Another clean sheet on Wednesday against Sunderland.
Lovely finish from Fabregas.
Yeah, it was indeed. And that's what they've
got. William came back as well, didn't he? So that's what I like about Chelsea. It's a healthy squad.
They've got a good squad. And I think Conte knows that. I mean, defensively, we've always said, Al, if you can keep a clean sheet, you always got players to score goals. Diego Costa, Hazard when he plays, Willian, Fabregas, as you mentioned now. You've got Kante and Matic in midfield who are very solid. So you've got a real good base. And that's why they're winning games, because they're not conceding many goals. And also they're taking their chances. And Fabregas, great little goal that was. And I can just see Chelsea carrying on. I mean, this could be, they're 6 points clear at the moment.
Do you know what, Ray? Last four times at Christmas, they're going to be top at Christmas. Mm. Last four times they've been top at Christmas, they've gone on to win the Premier League.
Yeah, I just think that no Europe as well really helps them. You know, they've got so much recovery time in between games. February, when you come to a really tricky part, February, yeah. March, when Man City, Arsenal began into the Champions League. I know Liverpool are not in the Europe at the moment, but other teams are, and that's going to really affect them. Manchester United,
the stats
and Spurs.
Also, Ray, last 15 Premierships. The teams that have led at Christmas, 10 of them have gone on to win it.
Yeah, 15. I just think they're too strong at the moment. And if you've had a little bit of money on them early season, Al, I think you're looking good. You're looking very good to you'll pick up some money at the end of the season.
Yeah, Leicester, away from home.
I don't know what's happening to them.
Can you see them getting anything at Stoke?
Well, I thought that game against City, when they beat them 4-2, I think this could be the turnaround for Ranieri.
Yeah.
You know, they've got a decent draw, I suppose, Seville. It's not an easy game, but you know, it could have been a lot worse, the draw. But they go away from, then they go to Bournemouth and lose. And then suddenly, you know, they go to Stoke. And Stoke got a 0-0 draw against Southampton on Wednesday. Then you're looking at Leicester now. Can they get a result? I have gone for another draw here. I think they might pick up a point, which would be all right for Leicester. They'll probably take a point before the game. I think you've gone Stoke out, haven't you?
Yeah.
To nick it.
But I've gone
for a draw here. 1-1, 1-1, and Leicester need points. If they can get points and get themselves mid-table, they could look forward to the Champions League then. They don't want to be on too much pressure picking up points in the Premier League to be in that relegation battle at the end of the season.
Sunderland, Watford doing well, but then go down midweek. They go to Sunderland. Again, this is Davy Moyes saying, this is a cup final, guys. Mm. Forget the Chelsea's, Arsenal's, Liverpool's. This is a game we have to win.
Very similar to Borough. You know, you've got to target these sort of games. Being at home, he won't worry too much about Chelsea. Look, Chelsea are top side at the moment, and he'd be disappointed, there's no doubt, but he'd be looking at this one more.
I had
to
a couple
say,
of chances. Courtois made one great save away to his right. So Sunderland, you know, they're showing a bit of spirit.
I think Anichibi's been a big plus for him. He's given that Defoe a little bit more, help up front, really, because I think Defoe got a little bit isolated. Look, they need people whipping balls in. They've got Larson there and people like that. But I think I've gone for another draw here. For Sunderland 1, Watford 1. I just think Watford are a little bit inconsistent. They had that brilliant win against Everton at home. They're much better at home, we know, but they need to pick up points away from them. So I've gone for 1-1 draw here.
I think we both go with West Ham. We beat Hull, West Brom. I've gone for a Manchester United win at the Hawthorns. But Sunday, here's another tricky one.
Another derby.
Bournemouth, Southampton, tricky game.
Yeah, I've gone for another draw. I've gone for I should be doing a pause this week. I've gone too many draws here. I mean, I've gone for. I think there'd be goals in it. I think there'd be a few goals. I think that Bournemouth will score goals. I've gone for the old Desmondale 2-2 draw here. I think Southampton.
Desmond, as in people who don't know what you're talking about.
Desmond 2-2. So who's a leader around the world? So I've gone for Desmond in this one. The producer's laughing now. He's never heard that one. Bournemouth 2, Southampton 2. I think that Southampton...
I've gone for a home win.
You've gone for a home win. Which
No Charlie Austin, of course.
Well, they had that brilliant result against Leicester, so they've got to carry that on. And what a season they're having, Bournemouth. I mean, Eddie Howe's done a wonderful job there. 10th in the league, 21 points, sitting really comfortable. And believe it or not, Al, Southampton on 21 as well. So what a game. This is a big game for both sides.
City, Arsenal, I've just gone for City here.
Well, as we talk about the polls again, Al, I've gone for a 1-1 draw. I've sat on the fence of this one.
Cool, you have. Splinters right in your backside.
I wouldn't be surprised if City won, and I wouldn't be surprised if Arsenal. I was tempted to go for an Arsenal win because I think they need to bounce back. If they're going to be title contention this season, that's when you have to sell a little bit of bottle and come back after you get after a defeat. So, but I've sat on the fence, 1-1 draw, which I think Arsenal will be happy with.
Spurs against Burnley. Look, I've gone nap here. I think Tottenham. I think it could be not Burnley defend well, don't they? They get bodies.
Ow, they've got 1 point away from home.
It's either 2 or 3-0.
They've got 1 point away from home. Hall City. Is it? They've got to rely on their home form. Burnley. They're going to start in the Premier League. They've got to keep winning at home. Look, they need to pick up a few points here and there away from home. And at the moment, they've only picked up 1 point, which is not good enough for them. But yeah. I can't see past Spurs either. I think Spurs would be too strong for them. And I've gone for Burnley not to score, and I've gone to Spurs to win 2-0.
And then Goodison Monday night. Great game. Got to watch that. Full house. Turn the volume up. Brilliant.
Well, I can't wait for this
one. Everton Liverpool.
This would be superb. I mean, we saw the atmosphere against Arsenal, but now Merseyside derby. But Liverpool in great form. Mignolet will probably keep his place now after a clean sheet. Certainty. So a big game. He needs to play well. One set play and a great ball in for the goals. Two headers for Everton. So I'm sure Klopp will be saying, look, keep an eye on them. You know, when they whip balls in, make sure we defend well. But going forward, Liverpool, so exciting. See a few goals in this as well. I've gone for a 2-1 Liverpool win out.
Now, Ray, the other big news this morning, or was it last night? I only heard about it this morning. I was shocked. Was Zola back in football? Gianfranco, did you play against Gianfranco?
I did many a times, yeah, many a times.
Kick him a few times?
Good player, very good player. I think him and Dennis Bergkamp, I know Cantona as well, were the first three foreign players who really come onto the Premier League and said, wow, these players are different class.
Muir and Tyson. Oh, Premier League.
Oh, yeah, Premier League. So I think Zola was a superb. So, look, he'd be delighted.
Nah, he
misses it. I mean,
but this is weird, isn't it? Look,
well, Gary Rowe, what a job he done.
Yeah, Birmingham City are 3 points off third.
Do they want the wow factor, the owners? Zola.
Some new Chinese, I think the Chinese are definitely Asian. I think the Chinese. I think there's three or four have come on the board.
Well, that's
but
why.
Do you know what? I spoke to someone
no disrespect to Gary Rowe, but he's not going to get, you know, people wow factor. Gianfranco Zola will be a wow factor.
Yeah,
Zola.
Blues, listen, they beat Ipswich 2-1, had 7 free transfers in their living to beat Ipswich 2-1.
He's done a brilliant job.
You know, they're just
absolutely
outside the playoffs. I don't understand it. Anyway, my guy in Birmingham today told me, he said, very sneaky how this was done. Gary was sacked, and on the same day Zola came in, and he's already got his coaching staff all available. Do you know what I mean? Now, the next few games coming up for them, Ray, I tell you what, they're not easy.
No.
They've got Brighton at home, then they go to Derby, they go to Barnsley, then they got Brentford at home, then they got Newcastle at home.
Oh, yeah. So
and my guy in Birmingham says the Birmingham fans are raging.
Oh,
as much as they love Zola, they're really angry. Yeah. They thought Gary was doing a great job.
Well, let's hope Zola does well because he's a great lad and a nice fella. But I've still really bad for Rowett. He'd get a job straight away. Yeah. I'm sure that people now, other chairmen, will be going, right, quick, get Gary Rowett, because he's done a great job and he's going to do a great job for us. And, you know, the Championship at the moment, Al Brighton, Newcastle, going really well. Newcastle, another win in midweek. Brighton as well.
Took thousands.
Yeah, but the support is unbelievable. I mean, every home game, 52,000, 53,000. They do deserve to be back in it. And I think he's been back now. Rafa Benitez, it was a massive coup to keep him there in a Championship side. And I think Ashley is really back to the board now. The manager, and said, look, if we need more players in January, let's go and get him. Make sure we're in that Premier League next year. They lost Wijnaldum and Sissoko, which was a blessing in disguise for me, because they've got players who want
to
play.
He's now beginning to prove a little bit, I suppose.
No, he's a good player. Yeah. There's no doubt. He's a good player. But, I mean, for the money they got for him, £30 million, it was an absolute brilliant deal from Newcastle for me.
Yeah. Hey, Ray, bottom of the table, just finish off with this. I wouldn't have a clue who's going down at the moment. No. It's so tight. Sunderland 11 points bottom. Hull second from bottom were hot at Swansea, both on 12. Then Borough, Palace, West Ham, 15 for Palace, 16 and Leicester on 16 as well. Burnley 17. It is frightening.
Would you look up to Burnley, Al? 17 points? Stoke would be good. Watford would pick
and that points unless up. Watford have an absolute disaster
Bournemouth
over the next eight
fine.
Games. Yeah, I think it's up to Burnley 13th.
I think so as well. I think Burnley...
Burnley have only got to lose one or two home games and suddenly they're banging it. But do you know what? Alan Pardew, look, they take on Chelsea, don't they? If they get beat again, you know, we keep hearing about Sam getting in there. Do you know what else I heard? Fairly strong as well. If it goes pear-shaped at West Ham, Benitez. They want Benitez.
Okay, yeah. Benitez.
But would he go to West Ham if Newcastle were coming up?
I don't think
he would. Newcastle's a bigger club.
No,
than West Ham,
I think it's that Newcastle. I think that.
Would you agree, Ray?
He's building something now.
Bigger club than West Ham, Newcastle or not?
I think they're very similar, but support wise, I mean, they're both getting big crowds now, aren't they? Every single week, West Ham are getting 50 odd plus thousands as well. So, both big clubs. But you know, Benitez, everybody would want him. I'm sure that if he was available or people was trying to get him, then, you know. But I think Newcastle's certainty is to be promoted this year.
Along with Brighton.
And they will be. Well, yeah, I think Brighton. And I hope Chrissy Hughton, because he's a great guy as well, and he's worked so hard. You don't see him a lot in the press, and he's done a brilliant job. So let's hope Chrissy Hughton can get up. But there's been a lot of teams who are under him. Derby are on fire at the moment now.
Yeah, they're coming.
Steve McLaren, you've got people like Sheffield Wednesday.
Still there, Huddersfield,
Leeds
still
United,
there.
Gary Monk. So
doing a great job, Gary.
All these sides will be pushing Brighton and Newcastle, hoping they slip up and they can take advantage of it.
Yeah. Brilliant, Ray. Thank you. So another edition of Alan Brazil up front with the Romford Pelly Ray Parlour. We're back next Tuesday for another couple, Ray. Looking forward to that. Happy punting.
Brought to you by Audioboom.
BetOnBrazil.com is for over 18s only. Betting should be fun, so please bet responsibly. For more on this, visit gambleaware.co.uk.